Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jag sitter här i lobbyn på Bank Hotel tillsammans med IATAs chef i Europa och vi ska prata om flygets utveckling, men förstås först om coronaviruset och hur det drabbar resindustrin och speciellt flygindustrin. So welcome to the podcast. Could you start by saying short who you are and what you do?
Well, my name is Rafael Schwarzman. I am the vice president for IATA in the European region. In Europe we talk about continental Europe plus Russia, Russian CIS countries plus Israel as well. So it's a very large region where we look at different areas, like it could be safety and flight operations area, it could be security, airport related matters, and obviously our financial sector, meaning the settlement part, as well as the big, let's say, coverage that we do all over, advocating for the industry. So my main role actually is to manage the region as well as to advocate on behalf of this industry.
You're based in Madrid and you have, it's about 400 people working for you in Madrid, am I correct?
Well, I'm based in Madrid. Madrid has become one of the largest IATA offices in the world. I think it's one of the three largest, with close to 400 people. And then we have offices in different countries, like here in Stockholm. We have our own office here as well with a team to be managing and dealing with the more closer to the customer issues.
So today we speak about the coronavirus and how it affects the industry. What's the latest report today? It's Thursday and Flybe has just gone bankrupt in Great Britain. What do you think is going on?
Well, on one side, the coronavirus, as most of us are listening to the news every day, is on one side growing very fast outside of China, meaning China is still the biggest region, but it's not necessarily growing as fast. That's what we know, as well as that in the rest of the world is growing very fast. In Europe especially, it's very concerning, obviously, because we are a very large part of that situation that is affecting the airlines tremendously. You refer to the case of Flybe. I would say, well, Flybe was in a delicate situation before the coronavirus. So I would say the coronavirus was just the tip of the exactly. So it actually it caused the what something was already in delicate situation. So, but in the rest of the industry, the concern is extremely high. Some extreme measures, as you have seen in the news, many of the airlines are parking aircrafts, right? Because there are no passengers. Right? I mean, it's not that they want to stop flying; it's that there is no demand. Demand has just dropped, right? So you have I think yesterday the example of Lufthansa that is parking 150 aircrafts. 150. That's a fairly large number, I would say. And you have certain sectors that have seen drop in demand, going over 100%, right? So and you have routes where people are not only dropping demand, but you also see many flights with over 50 or 60% of no-show passengers, meaning passengers that have actually paid don't even go to the airport. So situation is quite critical now. It's evolving very fast as well. We didn't expect this to be as critical as it is today. And I guess it's still a moment of uncertainty, right? We still don't have enough clarity how much more this is going to go. I mean, so everybody's taking extraordinary actions. Also, you know, airlines are offering, or asking employees for unpaid leave. Many of them are taking pay cuts, etc. So you can imagine this is an extreme situation, not only for the airlines. Obviously, we're talking about airlines today, but this is impacting, when we talk about airlines, airlines are a key element in terms of either tourism, business and trade in general, right? So I think this is a...
What do you think the authorities could do, EU, for example, or governments here in Sweden? What should they do for making it easier for the business?
Well, I think authorities, not only in Sweden, but the first thing is that one of the things that airlines have requested urgently is for the European Commission to relax the slot regulation, which is the 80-20 rule, they call it, meaning they have to fly 80% of the time on a route to not to lose those slots they have. But, you know, it is not efficient, or not in economic terms, but also in environmental terms, to fly airplanes that are empty, right, just to keep a ride, right? So one of the major things in this extreme condition is for this to be granted, so the airlines can adjust immediately and not cause unnecessary economic damage as well as environmental, okay? And obviously the request is until the summer, because the drop in demand is not only today, right? I mean, people are delaying or not buying tickets or not planning vacation because they don't know the end of this, right? So this is an urgent thing. Another important thing is to look at any potential airports are suffering as well. So any potential airport fees that can also be reduced at this moment will also help. I think this is. I don't think airlines are asking for subsidies or anything like that. It's just an extreme condition, like nothing, you know, we've seen probably before. So to make sure that we don't create, in many cases, permanent damage in some of the organizations, right? Because not everybody is in a situation that can afford to have this for a long time, right? And you have seen...
So your plan is, or you're looking until summer, so this crisis will be at least until summer. That's what you thought.
Well, in the slot, when I mentioned the slot, is because of the planning and the trend that we see on the bookings, right? I mean, we expect, in our case, we were expecting this not to last that long. Today, as I said before, high levels of uncertainty on one side, and what we are seeing on the trends on the booking side and intention to fly or planning, you know, that's causing us already a very concern. You know, we're very concerned, but at the same time, you know, you can imagine it's not very easy to plan and put in place these schedules for the summer. And by the way, that actually, the summer season for, in terms of those flying plans starts actually after the end of March.
So if you look at China and Asia, and how the development has been there, what can you see is going to happen here in Europe?
Well, we are also seeing different measures being taken by different governments. We just seen the Italian government suspending schools and universities. We have seen an extreme case in Israel, for example, where they have basically limited the inflow from certain European countries of people, or either quarantined. So at this moment, I think these are signals that we are in a situation where maybe some extreme decisions or actions will be taken. Especially, you have also seen clearly some of the major events being canceled all around the world, right? I mean, you know, you have the Geneva Auto Show, but you also have the ITB, which is one of the largest travel trade events in the world, right? So these are major signals. IATA also has had to, you know, cancel one major event next week. That was the World Cargo Symposium. That's a major one for the cargo world, I would say. And those are just some signals of what's still to come, probably, because we are not, we have not seen the stabilization of this situation, right? It's still in a growing process, right?
So, and when you look at, but what's happening in Asia and China, what can you see there? Has there been a stabilization there that will come here? And at what level is that, do you think?
Well, I think, we are working very closely. I mean, I cannot necessarily compare with China and Asia. And you know, I'm looking at the airline side or the transport side. But we are working very closely with authorities, meaning the World Health Organization, the CDC in the U.S., every local government, ministries of health and everything. Airlines have taken the measures in terms of all the necessary precautions to be taken to maintain all the links in a safe way. So in terms of the airline industry, we are taking all the necessary measures, including obviously necessary cancellations of flights, if that be the case. We also have a challenge in terms of coping with the, let's say, information that is required sometimes when you are detecting issues, but that's also being worked with different authorities. So we are actually working very, very close and following all the best recommendations, as well as training people and making sure that we do our part in this crisis situation. How is it going to be compared, or how is it going to evolve compared to China? Well, you know, China has taken some very radical measures to contain it. Will that be necessary in the case of Europe? We don't necessarily know at this stage, right?
Is there something else that you can say about Corona now that that you haven't said? Something else you think about?
Well, one I think this is the airline industry is a very resilient industry, right? So we are tackling this head on. I mean, we are working in many areas with different stakeholders, be it airport, be it authorities, be it the European Commission, and obviously taking care of the passengers. I believe we all have to work together very closely on this. This is obviously an extreme condition, but at the same time, it's going to pass, right? It's not that it's not going to pass, but we need to be together on this, and that's what I was mentioning, some quick actions that need to be taken to make sure that we're able to go through this with not, let's say, collateral damage more than the health condition that it's already quite concerning for all of us, right? So I think that's the main concern we have, is making sure that we are able to come out of this in a good way, right? And that's what we're working for. So, but we believe it's going to be at one point over, right?
Okay, if we look in the bigger perspective and don't talk about the coronavirus, what do you think will happen in the air industry, the flight industry, on a longer perspective, in a 5-year, 10-year perspective? What do you think? What's ahead of us?
Well, aviation has developed quite strongly in the European region, especially. I mean, we have, I always keep saying this, we have, and we might take it for granted, but in Europe we have one of the best connected regions in the world. So the model that was developed in Europe is quite good. Obviously, it's a very competitive industry, very competitive. I mean, you see the airlines going, you know, out of business, like you just mentioned today with the case of Flybe. So it's a very competitive industry, which is good, because at the end it does mean that the passenger or the customer will get more options, right, or better options. So in that sense, I foresee still a very healthy and competitive industry looking forward. At the same time, we have a very important challenge, which is the sustainability challenge. And I think the industry has taken a very responsible approach to it, having some, the first targets as an industry 10 years ago already, which, to reducing carbon emissions. And we are working within the industry and with authorities as well on how to do this responsibly moving forward, and making sure that it doesn't have a negative impact on our society and our economies, right? Because aviation is a critical link for the development of our economies and our societies in general. So we do have a very, optimistic future, very challenging at the same time. You know, how to develop the new technologies and how to get the right support to develop those new technologies to transform this industry in a fully sustainable industry, right? That's, I think, the biggest challenge. We embrace that the same way as the manufacturers are doing it, the same way as the airports are doing. I think this is a very strong collaborative effort. I would say I would say the governments to support us as well, because this is not, as we can imagine, it's not an easy transition. Aviation defines gravity. It's not easy to find an easy alternative way to define gravity, right? But we still need those links, right? So again, very positive about the next 5 or 10 years as well.
Thank you very, very much for your time.
Well, thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.